Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Mind for Monday. We're going to go a little bit past today for short and sweet because we have a great person coming on with us this evening to give us some helpful information, some tips, and some excitement. I hope all of you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're beginning another week here. You know, we here at Waking Up with Linda McShane, we're here to inspire, inform, encourage, educate, and empower you with love and authenticity. We want you to wake up. But before we get started, I'd like to share this with you. Faith and daily life, faith and work, these are not separate things. They are one and the same. To think of them as separate, that faith and work, is theoretically faith, based on the recognition that work and faith are one and the same. We should put 100% of our energy into our jobs and 100% into our faith, too. When we resolve to do this, we enter the path of victory in life. Faith means to show irrefutable proof of victory. Aim it. The realities of society and in our own daily lives. You see, it all goes together. So before we get this gentleman to come on, when I say event planning, event starting, I want you to keep in mind, on August 14th, we will have a virtual award ceremony by the National Congress of Black Women. This is going to be free. It will be on Zoom. You can connect in. And it is the 11th annual awards ceremony. It's a great organization. They do great things. They have an awesome youth division and that they just encourage and empower and do everything for. And if you want to get that information, you can go to the website and just key in. It is 11thannualawards.rsvp.eventbrite.com. And look for August 14th, the National Congress of Black women, join us. You will be in for a treat, and the honorees are the cream of the crop. So let's go in here. I just want you to think about this. Mindful Monday, waking up with Linda Maxine.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes, there can be miracles when you believe, though hope is it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe somehow you will. You will when you
yourself, then you begin to believe in others. And this gentleman that's coming on with us, the Tate Experience, is a person that makes you happy, that gives you one-stop shopping. Mr. Mario Tate, I call him Chef Mario Tate, and he's known as the Singing Chef. But the reason why I call him one-stop shopping, when you listen to him tonight with the tips and the information that he's going to share, you'll understand why I gave him that name. Mario Tate has been around. He's being pulled north, south, east, and west, from state to state, city to city, and community to community. He's a very busy man, and I see that he's on with us right now. Mario, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Good evening, Linda.
Hey,
Mario.
I sure can.
How
are you? I'm so glad you took out time, because I know you busy, 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 and they're pulling you north, south, east, and west. It's event time. It's party time. It's wedding time. It's sitting on the beach time. For any occasion and any event, you can take care of that.
Absolutely.
Mario, thank you so much for coming on and helping us out here.
Good to be back on. I said it's good to be back on. Thanks for having me again.
I'm glad you're here, Mario, and I'm going to be glad because I want you to talk to us.
All right, all right. So, well, what are we talking about?
Well, you know, I put out here, you know, that event, the safety of events. You know, you've been nonstop through the pandemic, the plandemic. You have never stopped. And the way that you set up your events and prepare and have safe ways of persons coming together, you know, from the proper count to the proper entrance to the proper everything. And I kind of like wanted you to give us some tips and things that people could look out for or what they should do, especially absolutely. At this time.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, fortunately, I was able to, during the first round of this pandemic, first of all, good evening to you and all of your listeners who are listening in. I'm really happy to be here tonight. But I've worked through the first cycle of this pandemic, and it was sparingly at first, and very understandably so. We were coming into something that no one really knew what was going on, what it was about, where it came from, or any of that. And so, you know, we went through the period where things were locked down and shut down, and no one was really working. There was no work, no events being done. And so then we got the lift up, and we got able to, you know, to do small events. And I would say to anyone who is planning to have any type of event at this time that it's really, 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 really important. And I say this for several reasons. I recently did an event where everyone at the event was, it was said that everyone was vaccinated. I don't believe they went through any process of asking for proof or anything like that, but everyone was supposed to be vaccinated. So about a week after the event, I get a phone call stating that one of the ladies who attended the party, even though she had been vaccinated, had tested positive. And so I really want people to understand that when it comes to, because I want us to really, I'm one of those people, Linda, you know that I believe that when the sun rises, we should put on a party. You know, it's just important to celebrate the moments of our lives, because as we have seen throughout this pandemic, life can be really short.
Yes.
And I believe in celebrating those times of our lives, but at this point in time, we have to be extremely careful. Now, I fortunately was not exposed. I had to take that horrible test, which I can't stand, but I took it, and it came back negative. But it's important that we make sure, and this is what I say to my clients and those people, it's really, really important, because it's really the person giving the party that sets the standard and sets the safety rules and sets everything in place. I can be responsible for myself and my staff and the way that we handle and prepare things, you know, with care and serve with care when we're in the event and make sure that, you know, we're protected and everybody wearing masks and what have you. But it's really, really, really pertinent that the host of the event is really in line with making sure that everyone who attends the event is safe. Because that's really what it's all about. A lot of people feel, and I don't want to get into the politics of it all, because that's a crazy party of its own. I make sure that my staff are vaccinated at this point. You know, at a point in time, there was, you know, there were the safety measures. Everyone had to be tested, temperature check on site, which I still recommend, because this woman was walking around, and she was not symptomatic. And for those of us who have been vaccinated, it was never stated that we could not become positive. What it was stated is that we would be non-symptomatic, possibly. And if so, the symptoms would not be life-threatening. Mm-hmm. We can still become COVID positive. So it's very important to follow. I say when you're planning an event, day by day, especially in the days leading up to your actual event, check the CDC guidelines, because they are changing daily, minute by minute. It's just important that you really try to, I know it's difficult, we want to have everybody that we want, but it's really, really, really important at this time that we restrict the number of people that we are having at these events, because rather than things going forward in a good way, they're going backwards in a bad way. And just from what I was watching on the news prior to coming on, this new strain, this Delta strain, and then they've got this other one coming from somewhere in South America that is basically killing itself. The Delta variant is killing the original COVID virus that people were catching, and unfortunately millions of people died from. And so it's really important that when we're celebrating these moments of our lives, that we're here to celebrate them the next time they come around. And so it's important that I've heard you say it's supposed to be each one teach one, not each one kill one.
That's
and
right.
And so we have to take it seriously. We have to really, really, really take it seriously. So I'm saying to all of those people that can hear me who are planning to celebrate anything, whomever you may be calling, it may not be the Tate Experience, but whoever it is that you are dealing with in planning and putting your event together, please think about the safety aspect. And that means making sure that you have sanitizing stations, that your guests are wearing masks, but not only that, that you have masks for them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a station at your event where all of that can be taken care of. Make sure that your restrooms are well supplied with sanitation and sanitizers. Make sure that your event space, you know, I go into every space and I know that it's been sanitized, but I still go in and sanitize before we sit any food down, any decorations down, before we take anything in. The cleaning supplies go in first, and we go in and we clean up, and then we bring everything in. It's really, really, really important if we want to get back to any type of normal. I've got some celebrations that I want to celebrate, but my birthday's coming up next month, but I'm going to have to reel back on what I was planning, because I was planning to gather, you know, all of my family together in Las Vegas, you know, but Las Vegas is a rapidly growing hot spot. And my family would be traveling from all over the place, and it would just not be a wise thing, because, you know, who's to say what could happen? And it wouldn't be that you may get it by being in the group or in the bubble of your family, but the airport that you've got to travel through, or the train station, the bus station, whatever it is, we can't be responsible. It's a call for everybody to be responsible, but as individuals, we can only be responsible for ourselves. And me as a business owner and as a chef, and I have to make sure that my staff is protected. So that means I have to have open and great communication with the host of for event that it is I'm doing, that we are on the same page when it comes to, you know, the safety aspect of throwing the event, and making sure that, you know, because you have drinks that are involved, people are drinking and, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, you get a little careless and, you know, you're walking around without your mask on, and it's really not, it's inconvenient, because who wants to be pulling a mask up and down, you know, to eat or to drink? But it's just really the inconvenience that we have to go through right now in order to get to the other side of it. So I'm encouraging people to really, really, really go forward with having your event. But it has to be a smaller group this time, maybe. And not everyone gets to come, you know.
No.
But the important thing is that we don't take it on as a personal thing. I say, hey, not everybody that's meant to be there is going to be there, you know. Linda, we're planning an event for your birthday. And unfortunately, it's a situation where everyone has to be vaccinated in order to come. It's going to be a wonderful event. And I feel for the people who aren't going to be there, but they're going to miss out on a very magical evening, because I'm going to make sure that my sister, my friend, has an absolutely wonderful celebration of life.
Well, you know it's August, and you know Leo's party the whole month of August, so everybody on this phone is celebrating at this time.
You have to bring it in. You guys have to bring it in for us Virgos, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you're right. Well, you know, I knew that I wanted you to come on because, you know, you've been out there, and I know that you're in high demand, and people have won 60 and 70 people. I don't think you take on those kind of things because of the unsafety of it. You know, it's not about the money.
It's not wise right now.
It's
just not wise right now. You know, we just have to accept that we have to do it in smaller groups. Now, yes. One way that I can say, but you still have to follow the safety precautions, the best way to do your event, if you want to go beyond the 10 or 15 people, have your event outside. Make sure that your tables are safe. Don't, if a table can sit 10 people, that doesn't mean you sit 10 people at a table. You sit four. These are the inconveniences, but if you want to have these celebrations, this is the way they have to be done. And as vendors, we carry our own insurance, and we can't be liable or held liable for a guest coming to the event and they're not being honest about their vaccination.
Well, you know, I think the best way to do is just everybody needs to just bring that record card, okay? Bring your card with you, that's all.
You know,
bring your card.
That's really got a bunch of people up in an uproar, but
that's
really
just too
because
bad.
People don't want to follow. You know, I just got on a plane and went to Florida last month, and I got to a point where most of my siblings are in Florida right now, and I really got to a point where I was missing them. They posted a video on social media, and everyone was there, and they were dancing and partying and having a good time, and everybody's saying, the only thing missing is you. And so I bought myself a ticket, and I put on a hazmat suit and got on that plane and went to see my sister, you know. And it was difficult because, you know, like I said, you can't control what anyone else does.
No, you can't.
But it's really, really, really a matter of not just protecting others from you, but protecting yourself from others.
Yes, yes. Well, why do people get insulted? They get insulted.
I don't understand why people do. Would you be more insulted if someone had to attend your funeral?
Yeah.
Or your loved ones, you end up in the hospital and your loved ones can't come and see you or have personal contact with you because you're in the hospital and they're not allowed to be there.
Right.
We've had enough of that already, and we've got to be as civilized, sensible people. We've got to think just a little bit further than our own inconvenience.
Yeah, we really do. Now, when you talk about temperature checks, that means you check that temperature as they come through the door and tell them to show that card, okay?
Absolutely.
Your temperature will be checked and your card will be required.
Yes, and it's you can get one of the thermometer guns for under $20 on Amazon.
Oh, really?
They're not
yeah,
very
okay.
expensive. And just something inexpensive, just that simple, making your event a much safer place. Giving it's about having the peace of mind so that you can relax and enjoy yourself. You know, looking at the mask. See, the thing is, when you have a group of people and everyone has actually been vaccinated, you can, with social distancing, have an event where no one has to be masked up. But everyone has to be vaccinated, and they have to be honest about it. And we just have to really be careful, you know, really, really, really be careful. Be careful when you, if you're a person who takes the ride share via Lyft or Uber.
Oh, yeah, when I get in Lyft, the poor man have to hang his head out the window.
Yes, make sure that you take your own precautions because they're not able to sterilize or do any of that in between rides.
No.
So you have to make sure that for yourself. If you have to take public transportation, you know, really, I mean, I remember a time where I would see different people on the train or on the bus. And they would have masks and gloves on, and I would be like, what in the hell is wrong with that person? Not thinking that they may have something contagious or, you know, I'm thinking that they're just weird and germophobic and, you know, not that, that people who have those issues are weird. I don't want to be offensive or anything like that. But, you know, the way we think in our minds as human beings, sometimes it's not always elevated. And we think simple thoughts like, you know, what the hell is wrong with them? But, you know, I get it now. It makes absolute sense. It makes absolute sense because We don't realize how we pass germs to one another.
Mm-hmm. We pass them to ourselves.
You know, and so it's really, really, really important understanding how this thing is transmitted and how we can prevent ourselves from being sick. It's just really that simple.
You know, you doing events and stuff. I know you have your full crew and your staff, but when events are like that, is it set up where people are allowed to glove up and serve themselves or see that? Be, you know.
Well, in the case where people are serving themselves, there's a rule that, like going to any buffet, if you're going to a buffet right now, you have to wear a mask at the buffet. Whether
mm-hmm.
there's a sneeze guard, so in the event of serving guests serving themselves, because I have done a few events where they wanted their guests to serve themselves, they had to be masked up, and those who wanted to wear gloves wore gloves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you had to mask up and use hand sanitizer if you're not wearing gloves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before touching the utensils, so that way there are no germs being.
Or either if they have the utensils.
Usually if it's a buffet or where people are coming up to the table to be served, my servers are gloved, masked up, and what have you. No ability to pass on any type of germs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you have been busy out there, and I know that, you know, you talk about the hand sanitizers, and I know that you're fully equipped, and I just needed people to get these tips. You know, just because the sun is shining don't mean you have to run out there and get the rays uncovered without no sunglasses, okay? And individuals that get offended because you asked them, too bad. And they really will get offended when they got to bring that card, okay? Because, I'm having a function, I need to see it, okay? And get there early before I get to drinking champagne so I'll be able to see it, okay?
Unfortunately, because of people's in cooperation, we are gradually growing towards that being a norm where you're going to have to, like you walk around with your identification, you're going to have to walk around.
Yes.
With that card, you know?
Yes. And it should be that way.
It's unfortunate, but it's a necessary uncomfortability.
Yes. Yes.
And it's simple.
My family talking about, are you flying in for the holidays? I say, are you sending that little jet with that one pilot and me? What you going to do? Okay, I'm not getting up there with them people, okay? It's all right.
I'm in total agreement with you on that, though.
No, I can't get stressed out.
I share a birthday with, and so, you know, for a few years we've been talking about we're going to rent a house in Vegas instead of staying at hotels and, mm-hmm. you know, meet up, everybody can meet up, and we just rent a nice big house. And so we were going to actually do that this year. But, you know, Debbie was like, I don't know about this Vegas thing, brother dear.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't mm-hmm. want, she's afraid of flying. And I don't blame her. And everybody, of course, coming from Florida, which would be the majority of the family.
Yes.
And then we've got those, the younger ones who don't want to vaccinate and all of that. So, you know, I'm going to find a way to celebrate it. It just won't be that way.
It won't be that way. You have to, because that's why I'm not drinking no champagne in the hallway this year. I'm just not going to do it. No. I can't do it that way. It was
a fabulous time.
Well, you know, like them nieces of mine, you know them are some strict girls, so they handling everything, so nobody can't get mad at me. They get mad at them because they dime, they time, they rules, okay? Auntie just coming to have a glass of champagne. Whatever y'all want to do, I'm okay with it. Okay, but I know because two of my great nieces have kicked COVID. They've had it. And they pull through, so they scared to death. No.
I really truly believe, and there's no way to tell. I think that maybe when I had my first COVID test,
mm-hmm.
there was no way to, but I really believe before we knew what it was.
We all had it.
I had it. In the early part of February of last year, I had this cold for 3 days that was the strangest, craziest. I had the worst headache I've ever had in my life and a cough, and they all lasted for 3 days, and then I felt like I started walking around like I had never been sick. Just like it came on, it went away.
It went away.
And I couldn't understand it. The cough was really horrible, and it only lasted.
I went through that also.
2 hours, and it went away, and I had a fever. I had everything. But I did not stop eating. I didn't get sick at the stomach. I didn't have any of the symptoms other than that fever and the cough.
Wow. Well, you know what? They tired of me because I get a test every 2 weeks. They see me coming. They know me by name.
When you're working and you're going in and out of the public, it's wise. The CDC suggests that you get a test every week if you're in and out. See, I'm not in and out unless I'm working. You know, I do my work inside the house and send it out. I am so thankful for Amazon and Instagram, Instacart, and all of those people that will bring what I need and sit it at my door and walk away, and then I go get it, and I go and get it when they're gone.
Well, you can be, you know.
For anything that I need, I can have. For the one thing that this pandemic did do was make those kinds of things more convenient.
Yes.
Because everyone had to find a way to continue their business.
Yes.
You know, so there
I did. I had to be the
selling things online or delivering things that are doing that now. You know?
Yes, I had to be the producer, the host, the makeup artist, all of that stuff in the beginning. You know, lectures and stuff, and trying to find out what button to hit and messing up and explaining and apologizing. But we gonna all get through this together.
Can you imagine doing an event where?
Yes.
You're doing the decorating, you're doing the makeup, you're cooking the food, and you're the entertainer. I did all of that for my sister's wedding.
Well, you do that anyway. That's why your name is One Stop Shopping. When people say something, I say, hold it, call him.
I probably needed a straight jacket for about 3 days afterwards. But
I tell him to call you. I say, all he needs is your date, your account, your color scheme, and that's it. And what you'd like to have for there. That's all he needs.
Budget is most important.
And the money.
Budget
okay,
is most
get ready
important.
To pay the money.
You got to know what budget is first and foremost.
Yeah, we ask for that. But, you know, like I tell them, and they say, well, how? I said, look, I cannot speak for his prices. I can tell you this. Whatever he charges you, pay it. I said, because you're going to be a happy camper, and so are your guests going to be real satisfied. I can't answer that for you, but whatever price he charged you, pay it and add some extras in there for some tip, okay, because he's going to work with you. He'll work with you if you come from a good referral and be real pleasant about it and don't be looking for nothing. If he wants to give you something, let him do it on his own, okay? Don't be trying to Jew nobody down and get 100 pounds of beef for $2 because that's not going to happen. But whatever he charges you, you pay him. He's one-stop shopping. Well, what do you mean by that, Linda? I say he can theme it. He can cook it. I say he'll come out there chef hat and put on a tuxedo and entertain your guests. And they'll be in shock with big happy smiles on their face and full bellies, shoes off and wiggling their toes because that food is good. I said, the table is so beautiful, you don't even want to go to it. You just stand and look at it first before you approach it because it's presented properly. It's all done. Top of the line. He does not play. Every time I say Mario cooking, they be crawling in the window through the windowsill trying to get them biscuits. Okay.
It's not an arrogance whatsoever, but Linda, you are absolutely right.
No, you're absolutely right.
I've seen people actually starve themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know that they're coming to eat my food. And it's a great, 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 wonderful, amazing compliment. But don't starve yourself. eat something so that you're not starving.
Yeah,
it may not be ready as soon as you walk through the door for you to eat it. So you're going to be sitting there tormenting yourself. Have something in your stomach.
Wait a minute. Remember when we did that event? Remember that event that you catered for the university? And everybody was talking about, when the food's going to be ready? And I was looking at them. I say, when you see those chafing dishes go up, it's ready. Because I was sniggling. Because I knew that once you wrap your lips around that fork, you're going to forget about how long you had to wait, okay? Because he's going to lay you out.
And that was the thing. They hadn't waited that long.
No. You know, they people like to mess with you. You know, they like to mess with you and test you. And sometimes if you don't cuss them out in the first hour, they waiting on the second one if they keep coming. Okay, it's like, wait a minute, hold it. Okay, I got this smile on my face, and you know I love you all, but we're not having that this evening. Didn't do anything, didn't plan anything, but just want to harass you, okay? We cannot have that today. I will be emceeing the event for the National Congress of Black Women. And it is an excitable thing because they're honoring some on top of the line, okay? And so I'm just listening, and I said, just tell me which way you want to go. Let it flow. I said, keep in mind. Well, how are we going to do this? I said, don't worry about that. The voice does the work. I'm just listening, you know, because I told them that I do a different kind of emceeing. I might ask them who couldn't find their shoe this morning or who didn't care if they found their shoes this morning, okay, but welcome in. And, you know, it got to be loose up in there. I can't get too straight and rigid, but I love the organization. I'm honored that they're asking me to do it. It'll be fun because it's a great group, but I have to hold myself back because, you know, it's on Zoom. And, you know, I be rolling my eyes and stuff. So I got to go back to my acting classes to learn how to.
You have to remember that you are on camera at all times.
That's so, what I'm saying.
And you're in charge of the camera.
And they keep looking. And that left eyebrow raised up. What they said, Linda, don't let nobody get upset you now, okay? I said, oh, don't worry about it. Because they already know.
Okay.
I said don't worry about it. But no, it's an honor, and it's a great group, and I'm glad that, you know, they thought of me. And even though I am a member, but I try to be utility girl. I don't do too much, you know. I'm utility. I say use me as utility. Well, put me where you want me. That way you learn everything, and you learn all the people, and you know, you're not smidgered down. You know, I was in training for 10 years. I learned my lesson. So, no, sorry, can I sit on your board? No, I'm not a board member. No. But I'll be utility because that way you don't bind yourself in. And board members, you know, I do extra other things. And if I wanted to sponsor the event, then, you know, I can't do that because that's a conflict of interest. And so I have to really be careful, like yourself. But I need to get, I'm going to tell my niece, do you have, I know she probably got a robot taking temperatures. Them girls are not playing. They say we want to see cards and proof, okay? And they probably got a temperature check, but I'll find out. And then I'll call you because I'll tell them. But they can purchase them. If it's too late to order from Amazon, they can purchase across the counter.
No, it wouldn't be too late because with Amazon Prime, a lot of things you can get one day delivery for free.
I'm gonna call them.
Yeah.
After I get off, I'll call them and then maybe they'll call you. I'll have them call you.
$16. Yeah. Yeah, I saw one for like $16.
Yeah, they're not playing. They say, well, I said, you know, I know some people. They're allergic to the stuff, but they say they get how did she say it? They get several people say that, but they get tested every week. I said that ain't good enough for them. I said no, because they say you can get a test at 10 o'clock and be infected at 10:10. That ain't gonna work. They want to see that card, so that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and then also the testing has still not been perfected in all of this time, and they're still giving off. False positives and false negatives.
Yes.
So, you know, it that's why the precautions are necessary.
It is.
You know?
It is. And you don't want that responsibility. You know, like
no,
just like
I
people. And I know that, you know, you guys, you've been out there plugging since the beginning. I said, I mean, I've seen some wedding setups and some dinner and a song. Tell me about that dinner and a song. What you do with that dinner and a song?
As you introduced me, I'm known as the singing chef. And so what I do with my catering and event planning is, it's why you called me the one-stop shopping mantra. My background and my first love is music. I've been singing since I was 5 years old and involved in music and in the L.A. music scene since I was a teenager at Crenshaw High School. And so when I started catering, I started quite a few years ago working with my family and what have you. And about 15 years ago, I started my own catering business that has evolved into the Tate Experience. And one thing that I noticed was that every time I did a party or an event, I was always asked to sing or entertain, or, you know, because everybody knows me as a singer. And so it started being that at every event I would end up singing at the end or after everyone had eaten or whatever. And it kind of shocked a lot of people, those people who didn't know me as a singer. And one of my Leo sisters, about 10 years ago, we were sitting and talking after an event, and she said, you know what, Mario, you should call yourself the singing chef. And so I had for years had this idea for a cooking show, dinner and a song, where I, along with a sous chef and a band, kind of on the vein that Emeril Lagasse did his thing on. The only caveat is that I sing. And so the show would be, you know, a few guests and me and a sous chef, someone else who can also sing, because my idea is that my staff is also able to participate in the musicality of it all. So I'm looking for people like myself who also cook and are musically inclined in some way or another to work with me. So long story short, I combined the singing chef with dinner and a song. So it's dinner and a song featuring the singing chef, Mario Tate. And it's usually me coming to your event. It could be an intimate dinner. It could be a dinner party. It could be a big party with a band, whatever your choice is, and entertain at the end. So we prepare dinner and serve dinner, and then we encapsulate everything with entertainment. And it's usually, if it's a small thing, so dinner and a song.
Wow, because I think the last time I talked with you, you was on your way to some resort. I said, you're sitting up on the beach with the wind blowing and the sand growing. I said,
I was on my way to Pismo Beach to do a birthday, an intimate birthday dinner. Yes, it actually came out really beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely amazed. The resort was right on the beach. Like, you could walk to the balcony and the water was right there.
Wow.
Amazing. And the clients were absolutely satisfied. Beyond.
That's why they called you. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Well, when I get ready to have my ultimate party on the beach, me and my whoever.
Absolutely.
Definitely, you know, because we have a lot of things working. You know, when one travels with you or one takes you with them, they got to have four or five suites, because, you know, you have to keep the chef right next to you, okay? And it all comes in, and yeah, you know, we've talked about that, and that's something that will come into fruition. But it's like I call you one-stop shopping, and they look at me, they say, what you mean by that? I said, you'll see. I said, what you need? What date is it? I said, all he needs is a date, your guest count, your menu. Of course, you're going to have to pay him. Well, you're going to pay him well. I can't answer that. Now, I'm not the bookkeeper. I'm not the accounting person. Now, you have to work that out with him. But let me share something with you. Whatever he charges you, pay it. Don't gripe. Pay it.
And one thing that I like to do, because a lot of times people have ideas in their head and they don't really know what to do,
yes.
you know, to execute them or, you know, bring them to
yes.
fruition. And so that's what I try to do. I try to get in your head and get you to tell me as much as possible what you want or what you see or how you see things, and then take it from there and create a vision for you and then
yes.
tell you what you need in order to produce it.
Yes, and you do that. You plan it all.
That's what most of them. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then you always tie in the right meal with the right, you know, with everything. I mean, that's why you want to stop shopping, okay? That's it. And I like to say the Tate experience, but I always like to throw that one-stop shopping on because I like to take them into a mystique type thing. And then they ask me, why
well,
you
that
say
is,
that?
Well, that is where every aspect of what you're speaking on is why the experience is there.
Yes.
Because I try to create an experience for people.
Yes.
The food
it
in itself is an experience.
Yes,
you know,
is.
And I pride myself on that.
I've
had very few negatively critical moments in my career.
And don't I'll tell people, look, I warn them. I say, do not go toward that kitchen. Don't go that way because you're going to get it because he don't lie. You got to walk around. Don't go over. Well, oh, no, he don't. Don't bother him. Don't bother him. Don't even go in that direction. I think it's one other person, Ethel's daughter, Monique, you can't go in the kitchen with her. She ain't not the chef, but don't go in the kitchen. Okay, you better go.
I've already had that experience.
Yeah, go through the back. Yeah, she kicked your – go through the back, but you could understand that. And it's so funny. Remember Mario, remember when – we was waiting on you to come. Remember we had the celebration at the beach or the celebration at sunset with my mother's memorial? And everybody got there on time, and we wasn't leaving because you hadn't got there. I said, oh, no, we're not going nowhere. We are waiting on, remember, it was the first time
yes,
I ever saw.
Yes, I remember
saw.
Because it was the traffic on Crenshaw. That
yes.
had we were struggling to get from my place to Adams on Crenshaw,
yes.
which was
yes.
not 10 minutes. That turned into an almost 30-minute ride.
But
it was absolutely ridiculous.
That big limousine
yes.
wasn't rolling out there without you. And that's the first time I ever seen African-Americans on time for something because they knew I was going
to
leave them. I said,
the
bus leaves.
The bus was going to leave at one at what time, and it was going to leave at that time.
That's what time it was going to leave. And then, you know, I'm leaving RSVPs. You know, do you know what RSVP means? By the 5th. If you call me on the 6th, the list is full. You know, because people do not understand. Oh, can I bring my Amy? No. Mm-mm. None of that. No. We already.
No, we have to be right now. We have to really be strict with our guest list.
You must be.
We really,
it's okay
really,
if
I
you
can't
got.
Stress. I can't stress that enough, and I'm not one of those people that because I'm in business, the more guests you have, the more money I make.
Sure.
But it's not about that. All money is not good money.
No, it's
and
not.
And it's not about that from my perspective because I'd rather be safe and
That's
have a
right.
wonderful event
That's right.
than to have a super spreader event because everybody wants to be, you know, laid back and irresponsible.
Everybody I know. That I'm up around.
And it's gonna get to a point for me, Linda, where I turn down jobs if I don't think that my host or hostess is going to be socially responsible.
Yes.
Socially responsible. And it just is what it is, you know.
And it should be that way. It really, you know, people are not stopping and thinking. You know, I had a gentleman. He does. He's excellent. And he said he had a client. And he went to the client's house, and she said, "Have you had your shots?" And he said, "Yeah." And he pulled out his card, and then he asked her, "Have you had yours?" And she got insulted. I said, "Well, she would have been scrubbing her carpet with her toothbrush, because I'd have turned around and left." Okay, don't get insulted, because I'm trying to live, and trying to help you live.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I don't mind being pulled around like a duck on a string, in a pond at this particular time. And those individuals who care not to, for whatever reason, then that's your own thing. But you can't come up around me. I'm sorry. Okay, I love you too. And if you no longer love me, that's okay too. At least we once loved.
I'm sorry, not sorry, though. You know what I mean? Because it's really not something that, if you're trying to be responsible, that you should apologize for. Because the intent is not to hurt anyone's feelings.
No.
This is just the way I have to do it.
Yeah, that.
And if you can't understand that, then you own some of that stuff like them other people following that orange man. I can't deal with all of that.
Mario, I am so glad. I'm looking at the time. You know I took you over. You told me how many minutes you're going to give, and I kept you talking. I got me some more, and I snuck me, and I love
you.
I got the minutes in, because once you get started, but I just needed everybody to understand the importance.
And the time happens really quickly. You know what I mean?
Do what?
The time passes really quickly once you get going.
It does, especially when you're having a lot of fun and getting some good information, like I put out there, the Tate Experience tips for event safety, okay? Because we're all breaking out here. We're all going to places.
And I've been cooking dinner the whole time we've been talking.
You've been doing what?
Cooking dinner the whole time we've been talking.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't hear that one pot rattle. I know. So,
I was trying to keep it quiet.
I'd have been in there rattling pots, dropping spoons, and probably talking nuts because the water won't get hot enough. You know, I don't really care about that stove. I keep orchids on my stove, and you know orchids don't like heat, so we don't do too much cooking over here. Okay, but that's why I know you. What did the gentleman say? Oh, you from Texas. I know you can cook. I said, yes, I can. But what you should ask me, young man, is do I want to? Okay. That's the question you ask. Yes, I can cook. Mm-hmm. I know how to make that gravy and them casseroles. I grew up around the best. But I was just in the kitchen leaning over the counter. I didn't actually have to do the work because I was the baby girl, and they figured I didn't know what I was doing anyway, so they wouldn't let me do it, and I didn't argue with them. Why should I fight if I'm around the best cooks in the world? So I just sit back. He said, I know you can cook. You like that good food? I said, yes, I can. I said, I come from the best. I said, but what you should ask me is do I want to? And I'm going to tell you no, okay? I cook what I like to eat if I got a deadline, but I like good food. I know good food, and I know when to prepare right. And one thing about you, and I've watched you for years, you are a fresh scratch cooker. I've never seen a can. I've never nothing. Scratch cooker, prepare, soak, season, and have it ready. I said, well, what's this over here? Oh, that's for so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and. And you know, you really have to control me, and I'm trying not to be – teach others how to do it. But that clam dip you make, whatever that dip is, remember, everybody's looking for the dip, and I got it, and I'm in another room, right? So
crab dip.
I took the dip, and I went back in the bag with my crackers. I was having a good time, and I kept hearing people say, well, what happened to the dip? I didn't say nothing. I was like that kid. See no evil, no. And then somebody spotted. You knew I had it though. That's why you always bring it back up extras, because you know that first bowl is gonna disappear. If it even gets out there. But if I can't come in the kitchen, nobody can come in. I said, don't go that way. No, don't mess with him. He don't allow it. Nothing but the staff. And some of them have their places. Everybody got their own position. Mario, we love you. As again, when people hear Mario, they be trying to crawl in through the windowsills. They want to get there no matter what. But that is what it's all about. We are so happy that you're on with us, that you're sharing this with us, that it's real important. And I just wanted people to know, keep it safe out there. Host, be on your stuff, because you don't want to be responsible. And if your guests don't want to show them damn cars, then they don't get a chance to bite on them biscuits. Okay, that's it. That's the end of it. Like, bring it with you. It's not that we don't trust you, but we need to see it, okay? That's it. Or either you ask me ahead of time. I didn't hear you, Mario.
I said plain and simple.
Plain and simple. Yeah. Because we're not saying that you're a liar, and we do trust you, and if you get upset, but bring it with you.
It's not about any of that at all.
No,
in fact, anybody that would want to even take it that far, I would question anyway, because it's not about that.
No, it's not. It really isn't. And you know, I don't have the patience to argue, so I don't do no arguing. I just say what I have to say, and I love you too, and that's it, okay? But I'm so glad that you came on, because it's real important, because people are doing things. Families are coming together, backyard gatherings, barbecues, all of that stuff. And then they just see the sun rays coming up, and they're not thinking, oh, I got my vaccine. I don't care. I test every week, and I have everything, but I test every week. Well, you've been vaccinated. Don't matter. Okay, I test every week, okay? You must, because if you're moving around people or you got more than a flower plant around you, you better go test, okay? I deal with a lot of people. I'm not sitting in a room with them, but I'm still circulating. They're in my environment. So, you know, and then a lot of small children, and that they can't get their shots. So the babies that want to hug, I tell them, let's count to 12. I teach them how to count to 12 real quick. You know, for those of you who know how to count to 5, let me take you to 12. And they be saying, oh, Miss Linda showed us how to count to 12. That's right. Now, if this keeps up, you're going to learn how to go to 20. Come in, Linda can't hug you right now, okay? So we play a counting game at the distance. I get my little bullhorn out. I say, ready? You know, stay over there, Johnny. Okay, please, Johnny, stay over there. I love you, but no. My little nieces, I said, if I go to Texas, them little ones that ain't got shots, they're going to throw me a kiss from across the room because Auntie not hugging them, okay? Don't even bring them.
Okay.
Don't get upset either, Susie, because Auntie can't hug you. You know, and it's so sad that we have to do this, but we have to do it. Broke down, we're going to get through it, Mario, because there's nothing wrong. We're doing what you have to do. And on that note, that I done kept you on this line. I feel so proud that I done tied you up. I love you, dear Mario. Mario, the Tate experience, it is an experience, listeners. It is an experience. And he is known as the singing chef. But to bring it to you with the bottom line, I call him one-stop shopping. He can theme it. He can cook it, and then he can entertain your guests. Keep that in mind. The next event that you have, you want to have the Tate experience. Your guest will be talking about you for the next 10 years because he knows what he's doing. He's going to do it right. Top of the line, perfectionist, and handsome, too. Look good, sound good, his food tastes good. What else do you want out there? Okay. I am going to close us out with this song, Mario. We love you. Thank you, thank you. And I'm going to let you get back to your dinner. I love
you.
Thank you,
darling. Thank you. I'm a wonderful evening. I love you, too.
Yes, thank you. Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you, I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You guys, we have to do this to get through with this. Keep this in mind. This is Mind for Monday. We have information.
Like the moon. the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.